Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
I'm Shanks.
And I'm Joel Zammit, filling in for Joel Dusha, who usually fills in for Joel Zammit. Now and maybe forever.
Spooky. So what we're going to talk about today is an unsolved murder. And it's an unsolved murder that happened in 1944 in England, in a place called Hagley Wood.
Hagley Wood.
In Worcestershire. Ooh. Which I'm sure I'm pronouncing wrong.
Would that just be Worcestershire?
Worcestershire?
Like the sauce.
Like the sauce, yeah.
In the sauce town. Uh-huh. In the sauce town of Worcestershire.
Did the sauce come from the town?
Presumably. One assumes.
Or somehow is very related to the town.
You said it and immediately started shaking your head, but then we were like, no, run with that. That's
no,
good.
No, it was just more like, we're getting off topic too quickly. We don't even know what the murder is yet. We're already thinking of condiments.
So, the year is 1943, and four boys... Robert Hart, Thomas Willets, Bob Farmer, and Fred Payne, they're poaching in Hagley Wood. And they come to this hill, known as Witchbury Hill, mm-hmm. and there's this large witch elm, which is a particular kind of tree. It's like a large, like an elm, whatever. And as they arrive, they're at the tree, and they're like, it's a very large tree, maybe it's a good place to find birds' nests so they can poach eggs or find, you know, birds that are up there that they can then catch. They climb the tree. And they discover in the mint, in this sort of like a Y in the tree, what looks like a skull, like a human skull. Because they were illegally poaching in this area, and so they scarp them. They don't tell anybody. At first they think it's an animal skull, but then they're like, oh, okay, there's this human hair and teeth.
Did they take the skull?
No, they just left.
They just scarped.
So, like...
Oh, no, they put the skull back, and they just returned home. They didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
But the youngest one, Tommy Willets, he was like, didn't feel great about what had happened.
Not fair.
And so he decided that he was going to tell the police, and then they were going to investigate. So... Right now, all of the evidence you have is that somebody's been put in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Have we got
just
any
the
theories?
Skull?
The skull is the only thing that's been found, but there was a body.
So
as well.
For Shanks.
Yeah, ground rules.
Probably explain some ground rules.
Oh, right.
As I eat some candy, let me explain the ground rules of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. So the first thing you got to do is you got to take all your opinions. I don't know if this happened to you in high school, mm-hmm. but at the start of class, they're like, put all your phones in a box. And we're going to put them under the table until the end of class.
Oh, no, I was just researching.
Oh, no, not that. That's fine. Put your opinions in a box.
I see, right.
So if you're keep super believing in ghosts, and then you've got some evidence against ghosts, you got to be like, I'll accept that evidence. If you're super anti-ghouls, and I'm like, but here's some evidence for ghouls, you got to cop it on the chin. Mm-hmm. That's the rules for Jackson Bailey Speaks America. The way I tend to do it is that I'll give you a little bit of the story, we'll see your theories, I'll give you a little bit more information, we'll see your theories, and at the end we'll make a decision as to what we think happened or how real we think it is. Feel free to research on your phone, because chances are I'm going to forget some stuff, and it's good to have you know, everybody else kind of like working alongside.
Rolling along.
Found a woman in a tree, in the crook of a tree, mm-hmm. in the middle of the woods.
How do they know it's a woman if they just have the skull?
Well, no, in the end they found more of the body, but you got a woman in a tree, what's the thought here?
Okay.
So it's suicide, maybe hanging?
No, she's maybe I'm not describing it properly. So you know sometimes you'll have like a Y in a tree.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. that's what
she's sort of stuffed down the Y.
Oh.
So she's not hanging, it's as though she's been placed within the tree's sort of
murder
like,
and then trying to cover it up hiding the body.
Do you think
I guess?
There is any significance to the fact that it is a witch elm?
Well, I think there's something. I mean, like if there's not, man, that's spooky.
It's the spookiest tree. If it was just like a random thing, and you're like, "Oh, we'll dot the body," and then later on you find out it's a witch elm, you're like, "Damn, we are sick!
Oh, we got a good.
That was so much cooler."
So when was this? They were discovered in.
It was 1943. Yeah,
and it was a skull, so it was not a fresh kill.
Mm.
So
but there was hair and skin on it,
so it's several years old. Yeah,
no, not necessarily. It had started to decompose, probably not years, but probably like it had been there a while.
So the victim, whose murder was estimated to have occurred in 1941,
yeah.
So the remains. So there had been the death was murdered happened obviously. Oh,
okay,
happened.
No, yeah, you're right. So, several so, years my bad.
Ago. So it's yep. Now, so it's clearly been in there for several years. So 41. War.
Yeah, I know. War is like very connected to this particular case. Worcestershire.
In England,
yeah,
presumably.
Yeah.
Yes, it's in the West Midlands. Sorry, I have the Wikipedia article up.
We got the
for...
Worcestershire accent.
All right, you've all got the information on your phones in front of you.
Well,
now,
we're all doing independent
I
research. Can I just say on the Worcestershire Wikipedia page, it has subcategories. Like in a film, it would say like plot and cast. Like this has location, history, demographics, physical geography, condiments.
God,
and under condiments, it's just. Worcestershire sauce.
Which is great because it's not like condiments in his history. It's like other places could have a list of their condiments.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so the kids have found a body, and that's all that we got. So it's a body of a woman, so clear. So maybe it's right now it's a murder.
Yeah.
And so someone has been wanting to hide the body.
It seems like a weird place to hide a body.
Well, like, you said it was they were poaching illegally. Was it therefore like an infrequently frequented
work? Yeah, I assume so. On the grounds of like somebody else. So it was like
a lord.
Yeah, like a lord's. I don't know if it was like a lord specifically, but it was on somebody else's grounds.
And 43, because I'm again kind of thinking, I'm kind of thinking of like the witch era, like kind of pilgrims where you probably just wander into a wood and fucking no one's going to see it. But
kill anybody.
But 43.
I know, that's quite a populated.
It's decomposed a bit, but.
Yeah. All right, so. When the police investigated, they checked the trunk of the tree. They found an almost complete skeleton. It had a shoe, a gold wedding ring, and some fragments of clothing.
And they realized they were playing Skyrim, looted the body, and moved on.
I wish I could play Skyrim and just get shoe. I don't have two. Just one will do me. And after some further investigation, the remains of a hand were found away from the tree. So separate on the like grounds nearby.
Okay.
Which I always think is very strange.
And do we think, or do we know that hand belongs to...
I think so, yeah. I mean, it might not, but that adds further mystery.
Well, I think I've got a working theory for the hand.
Okay, well, I'll get through the next bit, and then we'll jump back into theories. So, it was forensically examined.
Hey, it's great.
I'm not changing it. She was a female. She'd been dead for at least 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
They also discovered a section of taffeta in her mouth, which is a kind of cloth. So the idea theory that she was suffocated.
Okay.
From like the measurement of, what is it? From the trunk in which the body had been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
It was also due to, that's right. So she was probably put within the trunk of the tree while she was still warm.
Okay.
Because she wouldn't have been able to be placed there. It was too tight if she'd been undergone rigor mortis. So with those new details, taffeta stuffed down her throat, a hand separate from the body, still warm when she was placed in the trunk.
Okay. Wedding ring.
Wedding ring.
Okay, so the working theory here with a hand would simply be because she's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
I would say some kind of animal.
That's
a good
theory.
Gotten the hand loose because against a joint there. Mm-hmm. You see this all the time when it's like, why are all these sneakers full of feet floating in, coming ashore on this place? It's because, you know, the joints are
they're the weak part. It's similar to when we were talking about the, what's it called? Russian people in a tent.
Oh,
the Arkant of Pass, whatever that is.
Yeah, the Deltov Pass.
And people are always like, oh, the tongues and the eyes and the genitals were missing. Oh, that's so strange. Well, actually, they're the bits the animals go through because they're the softest and most delicious.
So I think, with the hand being taken, because it's part of the joint, would have been easy to kind of maybe peck out or whatever.
Yeah, it might have been kind of limply hanging if it had been kind of stuffed in.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So exactly. I reckon that's a working theory about the hand.
I think that's a pretty decent explanation because I feel like if you're stuffing them in a tree trunk, you're not for some reason placing a hand. That seems like a strange thing for a murderer to do.
And if the head was poking out, he's probably not done a very amazing job of stuffing it.
Or he doesn't
such a
think
haunting image.
God. I know, isn't it?
Yeah. Or he doesn't think anyone's come in there for a while.
I would say the wedding ring makes me think tough.
Wedding ring implies that it wasn't a robbery or something like that.
Yeah,
that's wait, true.
So the wedding ring was on her person.
Yeah,
I would say that implies the husband, or at least someone connected.
I don't think it implies. Well. I don't know if it implies husband. I think it just says that it wasn't a robbery.
Well, presumably, let's say, well, it's 1943, her husband might have been away at the war.
Oh, yeah.
I was going
to
say, like, maybe the husband, considering it's a relatively small area, Worcestershire, as far as I can tell from that map I looked at. in fact, I think it's a population, I forget already. Surely there would be a missing persons report. This is the 1940s.
Especially 2 years.
Far.
Like, that's a very good point. Yeah. Within 2 years, this woman was not reported missing. And if she had a wedding ring, that means she was somebody's wife, which, I mean, like, almost adds credence to the, like, husband theory. Mm. Because if your wife goes missing, you don't want anybody to know, and you're the only person who's going to notice.
But if
she's missing, you don't report it.
You know, he's English. Let's say they're below the age of 50 or whatever. Mm. It's 1939 to 1940 when she was killed. It's quite likely he is fighting.
Yeah,
it's quite likely he wouldn't be there to dob her in a missingness.
That's a very good point.
Dob in her missingness.
Yes. I hear what you're about.
I don't know what I think it's 30 or 35, but there's a certain age where you're above the age of conscription, and it's not as hard as you might think, not as high as you might think. So,
but he also might have submitted himself for it anyway. He might have been patriotic enough. Mm.
Hmm. 41. I want to know when, because at some point during World War II, I'm thinking World War I. But I'm wondering, what if it's like maybe a situation where the husband's gone away to war, and while he's away, she's maybe taken up with another lover. The husband's maybe come back or something like that, and then there's been an altercation.
Yeah, potentially. I think it seems like a crime of passion, certainly. It doesn't seem like this is the kind of thing that you would premeditate. Or if you did premeditate it, you didn't think far enough into getting rid of the body.
But where would you get rid of the body normally? Like, what's the better solution?
Well, what I assume is that...
It's a landlocked region. And it's not near the ocean, for what it's worth.
But, so, imagine that I love that you're our Worcestershire accent. So that's fucking great. Well, but imagine that you've committed this murder. Mm-hmm. You've murdered Bella.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, I need to get rid of her. Mm-hmm. Nobody's clearly going to be looking for this woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do it in the Hagley Wood because it's a very ill-frequented area. I feel like burying her makes so much more sense.
Yeah,
buried bodies often get dug up by predators.
I suppose, but if you're burying it deep enough and you have the time.
Also, actually, trees are a lot more easily accessible.
And also, you know, I would assume that burying would be easier.
What if, like,
are heavy to climb a tree?
To dig a hole, and then you've got disturbed ground, like in Zelda. Like, you can always tell, like, oh, there's a thing there.
That's something I'm going to dig here.
But again, if it was infrequently used, you wouldn't.
It's illegal to poach there, who's going to be going through the Hagley Wood?
Then I'm kind of like, okay. First, I've got a couple of questions, like, hey, how do we know it's Bella? Second question is, like, well, not question, but if it's maybe not a murder of passion, like, what if this is some kind of occult bullshit, where someone being like, is this a ritual, where it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's called a witch elm. Why is it called a witch elm?
Yeah.
Is there any significance to taffeta as a material?
I forgot to ask. What's taffeta?
It is a plain woven fabric made from silk or copromammonium rayons.
That's a spooky word.
It's Persian. It means twisted or woven. That's what taffeta means.
Sounds kind of fancy.
Used in ball gowns, historical uses.
Ball gowns, garrottings.
Taffeta was used by Joseph Montegolfer in France to construct a small cube-shaped balloon.
Well, there you go.
My question is, if it's used in ball gowns and stuff like that, is this on the property of a lord?
Ooh. Mm.
Well, then let's have a sneaky look into Hagley Wood.
Although we made an assumption before, it's illegal to poach here, but that doesn't mean it's illegal to hang out, play cricket.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
What I thought maybe is that maybe the body's been stuffed into the tree by someone who's like, I'll come back later and hide it better.
Guys, I think I figured it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you said there was a balloon made of taffeta. Oh. She's in a hot air balloon made of taffeta with Lord Taffeta Man. She falls out. Oh, what a lovely view. Oh, no, I've slipped. Falls into the tree. Gunk, glocked in there.
Hand the impact flies off. Flies ahead, yeah.
Into the and as she was leaving, she tried to grab some of the taffeta, but it fell. And
that's very scuba diver in a tree.
Let go of it, it fell in her mouth, and she's like, oh, yeah, dead in the tree.
It's like one of those annoying lateral thinking questions. It's like, there's a woman in a tree with taffeta. Go! How'd she die?
Idea.
Gotcha. Yep.
Idea. So, what if, maybe I'm right, like the guy stuffs, whoever it is, stuffs her into the tree with the idea to come back later to hide the body better, digs a hole, comes back, tries to pull her out of the tree, her hand comes off because he can't get her out of the tree anymore.
Oh.
Because she's rigged her mortis.
Yeah, rigor mortis or whatever. She's stuck now in
he
that
tree.
He
can't pull her out. The hand comes off. But then what, does he just leave it in the woods nearby?
I think maybe he just panics. He's probably panicking pretty hard at this point.
So here is the first possibility as to who this particular woman was. So in 1953, there was a statement made to the police by somebody named Una Mossop. She said that her cousin Jack Mossop had confessed to the family that he had murdered this woman with a Dutchman called Van Rout. They'd been drinking. They met this woman. So they're drinking. They meet this woman, another Dutch woman. Mm-hmm. She's very far gone. So they take her into the woods. She's super drunk. They're like, okay, we're going to put her in a hollow tree in hope that in the morning she would wake up and be frightened and see the error of her ways.
Wow. That's so British.
They're like, look, too drunk. Let's put her in a hollow of a tree. She'll wake up sober and scared and will never drink again. Jack Mossop was confined to the Stafford Mental Hospital because he had recurring dreams of a woman staring out at him from a tree. He died in the hospital before the body was found. The likelihood of this being correct, though, as like the explanation for who this woman is questioned because she came forward like 10 years after it had happened. And after the death of the Jack Mossop, the potential murderer.
Okay.
So that's one theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that begs a lot of questions.
Makes me think that she did it because she's like, now my crazy friend's dead. I got a scapegoat and I can confess and feel a little less guilty.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, my friend Jack did it. Oh, you can't punish him. He's already dead.
Too bad.
Oh, well, definitely wasn't me. Away. And then she lifts up in a square balloon.
Even if she's like, oh, well, you know, I did it. And if you find any Mossop DNA, it's probably not mine. It's his.
It does beg a lot of questions. Like, what happened to this other Dutchman? Mm. Why was there fabric in her mouth?
Yeah, exactly. Why, if you're putting a woman in a tree to sober up, has she also got taffeta in her mouth?
Mm. Yeah. And it seems an awful lot of effort to teach her a lesson.
Which seems
a lesson which doesn't need to be taught, mind you, but...
Exactly. Especially if you who's
a tree
like,
at night after them drinking.
It just seems like they're asking for trouble. Like even if that was their kind of drunken brilliant scheme to sober her up, it's so
there's no way she's going. Even if she's really drunk, she's fighting them on that.
Yeah,
she's stressing. Like that's
you're getting
hard.
Forced up a tree and into the trunk.
Like, yeah, you're not going to be like, oh, whatever, guys.
Good one. Yeah, so I struggle to believe that. I think it's disturbing that Jack Mossop had these visions of a woman.
That's so good.
Like staring out at him from a tree. I know, you want to see the movie of
this. Yeah, yeah.
Real Blair Witchy.
Yeah. I mean, like potentially Jack Mossop and this Dutchman, or even just Jack Mossop alone. Maybe he invented the Dutchman because obviously nobody's been able to track him down. Jack Mossop kills her, puts her in the tree, feels guilty about it. Confesses to his family, but he doesn't want to confess that he actually murdered her. So instead, he's just like, she died through this really good thing I was trying to do.
An accident.
You know, is a potential idea.
I mean, it's potential, like, either one, it's a complete fabrication and a lie, or two, there is, like, completely truth, or three, it's there's this sort of you're right. It's kind of like maybe they're confessing and maybe it's like half-truths and maybe it's sort of putting themselves in a better light. Maybe they just, this person or her killed this guy.
Yeah.
Or killed Bella.
Yeah.
And then they're just being like,
just
oh, no,
she's a lunatic.
Sober. Yeah, or she's a lunatic.
Just wants a bit of press or like, here's a story.
Yeah, I mean, that always tends to happen when there's murders, that kind of stuff. These people do have this like, I did it for some very weird
if
reason.
If you murdered somebody and you were in hiding, and then somebody else said, like, I did it, who didn't, you'd feel like the king. Like, you'd feel like the chosen one.
Or you'd be like, yeah, fuck, that was my work.
I think I actually remember in New York City, there was an instance of a serial killer where he was going around doing the things. Someone else steps up and he's like, these serial killings was me. Arrest me, cops. Cops arrest him. Serial killer's like, hang on a goddamn minute. It was me. And he comes out and shows up to the police as well.
That's
being like,
amazing.
Don't eat.
So how?
Then they have a court case with two defendants trying to like, no, I'm more guilty than you. No, I'm more guilty.
One of them had the murder weapon, so I think he went to jail.
Nah, fair. So I think, yeah, I reckon there could be some merit in that. And maybe, because I'm trying to look at an elm tree or a witch elm tree. They look big.
Can I ask? Did we get an answer back on who owned that forest?
No, we did not. I will have a look into that now.
So just to clarify with the tree, it's kind of like I'm picturing a hollow top. She's not just resting in a
nook.
No,
I think
she's kind
of stuffed within.
Well, and as such, I think if incorrectly so, it's kind of a good place to hide a body because the tree, I guess they're thinking we get it low enough, the tree's just going to grow around it. No one's going to find that.
Here's an artist rendition. I don't know how accurate it is, but it looks spooky.
I want to see it after.
It's just a ghoul in a tree.
Oh, I'm so spooky, I dropped my mic.
I'm trying to find who owns Hagley Wood.
Yeah, that looks... That's a lot lower than I've been picturing.
Public land or private land or something like that.
Can I have a look?
It's just an art rendition, so who knows how accurate it is. I would say I'm not very.
Oof.
But it just image
is spooky. But I imagine...
I picture it taller and there's just kind of this like sort of head half kind of coming out of it.
So again, well, with if they're being it being say for example, the evidence or whatever, the tree being tall,
I don't like it.
Yeah, maybe it's spooky. With the tree being kind of a taller thing, maybe there's more than one person involved. So maybe this kind of gives credence to this claim that it was these two people.
They should have used this for the origin story of the Blair Witch, and it would have made the new Blair Witch film make a lot more sense if she had actually been absorbed by the forest. But
apparently,
that's neither here nor there.
Getting some more information about the stuff she had on her. The wedding ring was very cheap and it had been worn for about 4 years, apparently.
How would they know for 4 years?
That's what they thought, roughly, just from the wear and tear. Crepe shoes and various scraps of clothing. So
crepe shoes?
Crepes.
Yeah, like the food.
Like the food, yeah. So the little additional mystery to the who put, and where we get the name, who put Bella in the witch helm, comes from in 1944, so a year after she was discovered, a graffiti message related to the mystery appeared on a wall in Upper Dean Street, Birmingham, which read, "Who put Bella down the witch helm? Hagley Wood." Nobody knows who wrote this.
Ooh, that's spooky as
Nobody
shit.
Nobody knows where that came from. And since at least the 1970s, the Hagley Obelisk, which is this large obelisk in the middle of the town of Hagley, has been defaced with "Who put Bella in the witch helm?" nearly every year, and every time it's washed off, somebody writes it again.
I'm so spooked.
Bella.
Are we all spooked?
I'm very spooked.
The first one is spooky, but the obelisk just sounds like teens.
Yeah, the subsequent one seems like it's, teens.
Yeah. So the other theory as to who this woman might be, and where we get Bella from, is that in 1944, a Birmingham prostitute, whose name was Bella, who had worked on Hagley Road, she was disappeared. It was told to the police that she'd been disappeared for about 3 years, which fits within the same witch elm kind of. So I guess your second theory there is that, you know, somebody picks up a prostitute along Hagley Road, murders her, chucks her in the witch elm. But unfortunately, we don't have a great deal of much to go on there as to why or how. And if she had a wedding ring on, you would feel like working as a prostitute, you wouldn't have a wedding ring.
Take that off. Or if it was a
cheap one.
It was a cheap one worn for 4 years, as in 4 years including the time she was in the witch elm?
I couldn't find out.
Because then is it this weird fucking, scenario. This weird fucking, basically psychopath, or real fucking crazy motherfucker, picks up Bella.
Yeah.
and like, you know, is kind of then it's like, let's fulfill out my wife fantasy. Gets a real shitty cheap ring, puts it on her fingers, tortures and abuses her before killing her and stuffing down the witch helm.
Wait, how long had the she been missing?
It was 1941 that they suspected she was murdered, and then 1943 was when she was discovered.
So 1941 is when she was missing. It wasn't that she was a sex worker and then got married and that's why she disappeared. Like, she disappeared to live a life of
They think that she'd
wife,
been dead.
Live a life of wife.
They think that she'd been dead since 41.
Right.
Is, I think, the takeaway there.
So presumably then if she would have, if this is her, she was working with a wedding ring on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It seems very odd choice to do.
It could be that she was a prostitute who was married. So, prostitute would take off, like, maybe she wasn't working when she was killed.
No, potentially.
Would you like some other theories? More fringe theories? Remember, our opinions are under a box. So one theory is that Bella was killed in an occult ritual, and that the reason her hand was removed was to turn it into a hand of glory. Now, a hand of glory is this very ancient...
Sounds like a fleshlight out of a human hand.
It's like this ancient, I guess, not artifact necessarily, but like a tool that witches would use. And it was like you could use it to unlock keys and break into houses and stuff like that. That was one theory. And that the taffeta was part of the occult ritual. Apparently, though, a hand of glory has to be taken from an already dead person, and Bella's wasn't. So, and the person who came up with that idea was very witch-heavy. Another person thought that it might have been a gypsy.
As in, she was a gypsy.
Yep. Yeah. And that the murder came after she had made some transgression against her people, and it was kind of like a ritualistic killing.
Oh, I see.
Like a punishment. Somebody else thought that potentially she'd been a spy, a World War II era spy, sent by the Germans to get intel in the area's munition factories, which there were some in the area.
Who would have killed her in that instance?
Well,
the CIA equivalent, I guess.
Yeah. Why stuff her in a tree? Like, you're
send
the
a message to them Nazis.
You're the but government.
No, good fucking weird.
Make
question.
It look like the gypsies did it.
But like, you can execute someone for being a spy. You don't need to hide it.
That was the James. It was the Cold War era, so.
No, it's World War II era.
Yeah, no. You're right.
Very. Even during the Cold War era, it's very legal to execute a spy.
No, I'm reading the same, maybe the same so it's, article, and it says this when that theory came out, it was during the Cold War, and James Bond, Casino Royale, had already made it their sort of debut. So
however,
I'm guessing it kind of.
M15 declassified a file.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
They had on a Gestapo agent named Joseph
MI5.
Yeah.
Sorry. Gosh, I'm dumb. It's the fun.
I was gonna, but I was like, no, just let him
just
have it.
Just let him have his time.
I would never allow that.
MI5 declassified a file they had on a Gestapo agent that they'd interrogated named Joseph Jacobs.
This is MI5 Rogue Nation?
I guess.
Yes.
No, it's M15.
I thought I was
Rogue
clear.
Nation.
And he was kind of in that same area, and he was like working with trying to kind of like learn about the munitions factories or whatever. And in his file, there is a photograph that he had when he was captured. And Jacobs told MI5 that the photo was of his lover, a German woman named Clara Bureau, that she was a cabinet singer and an actress, and that she was supposed to parachute into the Midlands after they'd made radio contact, but he didn't think she'd make the journey. He thought that she'd died. So your theory that maybe she fell into the tree kind of...
He's done it!
Might have a bit of credence there, that she intended to parachute in, potentially with a taffeta parachute, if it's the kind of like that kind of material.
Well, somebody did make a balloon out of it.
And also, and again, like, the taffeta was in her mouth, not down the throat, yeah? When you can't really tell, because it's... Because it could just be just
she falls up. Into the tree, the parachute drapes down over her.
She's screaming, like,
yeah.
Tears a bit That's off or whatever.
But then where's the parachute?
Flew off. Parachutes do that all the time in winds.
I suppose.
But you might say their purpose is to kind of collect wind.
Yeah,
however,
actually.
It's landlocked. So it clearly, because like, I was like, yeah, it could have flown off and it's fallen to the sea, but then we would have gone.
Well,
yeah.
It might have just flown into somebody's backyard, and that person would have been like, eh, it's a cloth. I'm not going to report this. It's a fucking bit
of...
Yeah,
throw it away.
Taffeta.
That's actually not that bad an explanation
and,
as far
and
as
how,
I'm concerned.
How much is, like, does taffeta deteriorate? If, say, for example, if it's being protected by the like the mouth of a dead woman, does it deteriorate like because they can't get into the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It sounds like a step of like a potion, like when you stir it to the mouth of a dead woman.
Yeah, sure. Like that taffeta is very powerful. Yeah. Somebody should collect it.
I don't know if this is necessarily a point in this favor because I don't know how old this piece of advice is, but I know for some types of low level parachuting, if you have problems with your parachute, you are told to aim for a tree because it's a good way to soften your fall.
Oh, okay.
So,
my only argument against it would be that surely, I mean, I don't know, but like surely her legs would have been damaged by landing in the tree.
Like just, oh, and also like, the perfect, almost coincidence of your precision of landing in the middle.
And
like,
if she landed in the tree without damaging her legs, why did she not just climb out?
She's stuck.
Stuck, dies in the tree.
Or she just dies on impact.
Oh, yeah,
like
true.
Her hand throws off. I feel like
the parachute opens up comedically after she's hit.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming she doesn't land safely in the
sky. Well, yeah.
I think the parachute doesn't open properly.
On the autopsy, they would have been like, and broken legs.
You know, Maybe.
Damaged bones and like it's a good theory, but I'm just playing devil's advocate.
There's no way all the impact is absorbed by one wrist.
Yeah, exactly.
and also to lend credence to that theory is that the name was Clara Burrell, as in B-A-U-E-L-E. So you know, bastardizing that name, you could turn that into Bella.
Yeah, but then who's
like Clara Bella?
Who is writing Bella on the fucking graffiti.
How long did it take for that to be written again? Fuck, every time that comes up, I get like a shiver. I think
it's
so spooky.
It's terrifying.
It's a good one.
The weird thing is how far away it happens.
Yeah, Birmingham. Mm.
Jesus.
And someone is saying, like, they're saying, like, actually, the Bella is referring to Clara Bella, not just, you know, Isabella. But
okay, just be an Italian who wrote it. Bella, who put you in a tree?
Bella, why?
Put a ballet in a witch helmet.
What you gonna do that for?
And so so when they wrote "Who put Bella in the witch helm?" that was later, miles away. Are we sure that's referring to that one? Did they make some?
No, they
to
say
Hagley?
Something wood or whatever.
Yeah, Hagley wood.
Okay, right.
So who put Bella in the witch helm? dash Hagley Wood. Yeah. But that's so strange if she's a spy, because surely that's going to, like, what do you hope to achieve with that? You know what I mean?
It's, you know how sometimes a spy will, like, put a little note underneath a chair and then walk away knowing that another
spy
is going to
figure out? Every spy I know is always putting notes under chairs. You know spies that, do that all the time?
Like, you know the trope, right?
You know in every James Bond scene where as he's leaving, he's like, excuse me, a little note under the chair.
But you know the trope that they will hide a secret message in a public place.
Yeah, but that's there's what a scene in Kingsman where there's a whole classroom, class dismissed, everyone quickly puts a note under the chair and walks out.
All right, well, I was going to make a gag, but a gag has been made against me. I suppose. It's fine. There's stress.
Actually, this is actually kind of making a lot, weirdly, more sense. This sort of, I don't know how she leaves, if it was just a landing there, but who this person was. So it was this sort of, yeah.
Guys, are we the new serial?
Oh,
Clara Burrell. Hopefully.
I hope so, yeah.
So
they're
Clara
pretty
Burrell,
big, aren't they? Make a lot of money.
Remembered as Clara Bella, which would then kind of make that shorten to Bella. And this person was a cabaret singer.
Yeah.
And she was due to sort of parachute in 1941. And curiously, there appears to be no gramophone recordings, live performance, or movie appearances bearing her name after this date. Mm. Her singing career just comes to an abrupt end. So maybe she was an agent.
Yeah.
And she parried into the West Midlands in 1941. And then after that, she didn't make the radio contact. So
also, Joseph Jacobs is the last person to be executed in the Tower of London. Just to add, like, another little, like, whoa.
Joseph Jacobs?
He was the one that reported, who was like, this was my girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that's his nuts.
What a bad luck family.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
How about this?
Okay.
All right. So, she parachutes into the, supposing she's a spy. A German spy, yeah. Yeah. Yep, German spy. She parachutes into the small English town. This small English town discover her, or elements of it discover her, and they're like, you're a German spy. We're going to punish you. It's the height of the fucking war. We hate German shepherds had to be renamed because they would kill German shepherds. You're a German spy? We're going to fucking get you. Maybe not everyone in the town knows, but an element of the town knows. Oh. These people are just traipsing along or whatever. They don't know. They're not part of that other thing. They're like, fuck, what's going on here? And then the rest of the town's just like, oh, what? A dead body in a tree. And then maybe one of these people, like, you know, knows about this, knows who maybe this person is because they maybe chatted to her or whatever, and he's, like, going to write that message or something like that for whatever reason.
Maybe that happens. Somebody's like, we did a bad thing.
Yeah.
And that's what that graffiti on the obelisk is like to remind the town. Mm. Every year, we did a bad thing.
We know what we did last summer.
Can I add another murder to this?
Sure, shoot.
Because there was one with the whole, like, the glory hand thing being with, like, the reason why that kind of got some credence is because that there was another murder found in the same sort of area of someone who was pitchforked into the field.
Fuck.
Ooh, as in, say,
pitchforked into the field?
Yeah, like, as in, like, they just skewered them into the field.
Fuck.
Right?
I thought you misspoke. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So, going with this theory of, like, a certain subset of the theory, like, of the town. Like, found this person out as a
German spy.
So, like, we're going to punish you, kill you, put this unit witch tree. That one person, in my head, I don't know why, maybe I misread this, but say for the person was like, who put Bella in a witch tree? Was this person who then got killed because they got the pitchfork through his hand. Oh. Maybe the hand that he used to write the graffiti message.
Man. Oof. To add a final spooky element to the whole story is that Bella's bones. Disappeared.
Oh. Where were they being kept?
So
in the town?
No. So in 1943, Dr. Webster, who was one of the people who examined the bones, he sent the remains to a friend at the University of Birmingham for some unofficial tests. But there were no records about what happened to the remains after this. Mm. So we don't know where Bella's bones are now.
I have a theory on where Bella's bones went.
Okay.
So I reckon that somebody found the bones, and they were like, oh, I'm just going to do some tests. And well, do you know how artificial sweetener was discovered?
Okay.
No, but I'm excited.
I'm ready for this ride.
So the way that artificial sweetener was discovered was that some dude some lad was in a lab. He was in a lad lab. And he's doing some tests, and he's kind of a gross dude. He don't wash his hands, right?
Ew.
He's working around some chemicals, whatever. Doesn't wash his hands, goes to eat his lunch. Eating his sandwich, he's going, this is kind of sweet. This is kind of a, sugary. Ooh, delish. And he realizes that he had the remnants of like some sort of chemical formula on his hands, and that's how he realized that he had made something kind of sugary sans sugar, and that's how artificial sweetener was invented. Now, this guy's transporting these bones. On the way, he gets a little dim sim. He's like, oh, it's getting a little dim sim. Tastes good. It's kind of like vinegary, but kind of soy saucy and kind of, And he keeps rubbing these bones on these dimmies. And he's like, this would make a great sauce. It could be the sign of this town, Worcestershire sauce. And so he's like, yes, I'm sending this to my friend at a university. Meanwhile, he's grinding bones at the Leon Perkins factory.
What I like about that is that presumably every Worcestershire sauce factory is grinding human bones.
And you say, they say you can still taste her bones to this day.
Well, it's a good theory.
I think I'm for it.
Yeah. Except I looked it up and Worcestershire sauce was invented like 100 years before that.
Damn.
But still.
No,
but
still, it still counts.
That's what they say.
But yeah, so with the guy who was pinned, it was his name was Charles Watson. He's found in a nearby village, pinned to the ground with a pitchfork. So... yeah, I'm liking this theory where it was they
mob justice,
and like everyone just kept their mouth fucking shut.
How do you explain Jack Mossop and the Mossops? Just as a kind of somebody looking for attention,
I think they're just a bunch of crazies.
Plus, yeah.
Did Jack, the one that died in the, he was one of them.
I was gonna say maybe he was one of them, and it's just guilt.
Yeah,
that's what drove him kind of crazy.
Because he was. Imagining someone watching him from a tree. Was that before she was found or
no, after?
Now
after
I'm going to imagine that too.
Every time I go to sleep, then they're going to put me in an asylum. Man.
My working theory was initially, it was like, look, maybe it's the murder gone wrong, potentially like a prostitute and a John kind of taking it too far, maybe with a wedding thing, maybe that being like some kind of like weird ritual that he wanted her to go through with that she didn't, so he murdered her. But now I'm like, maybe it's mob justice. And maybe is the ring kind of like you're married to the fucking Nazis, fuck you, put it on.
The person who disappeared not married?
No, because like she was a lover of
Which is probably the only little chink in that armor there, really.
A wedding ring. Unless maybe the wedding ring is like when she dropped in, like as she's dropping, because it's cheap.
Yeah.
The Germans are like, here's your identity.
Yeah, it could very well be.
So that's
one other
cheap.
Theory that I've read, and unfortunately I don't have the exact information, is that there was a woman in the town, and I wish I could remember more, who was somebody's wife, but she was also a prostitute, and she slept with a lot of men in the town. And there's another theory that the men that she'd slept with were like unhappy with her, and her husband was unhappy with her because she'd been sleeping around, and hey, it was, you know, bloody 40s England, so whatever. And that they'd all done it together. They'd gather together and killed her and put her in the arm as a sort of revenge.
Yeah.
For being...
right.
Revenge for doing what they wanted her.
Yeah, but like it was like going to come out because there was a lot of married men. Mm. You know what I mean? That's another theory.
Well, I think there is sort of... again, I think we'd have to be like, how big is this witch elm? Because... if it is large...
it still exists today, so I'll see if I can find it.
And, like, witch elms do exist. So if it was a large one, then, yeah, you're probably going to need the help of several people. Mm. So if it's not mob justice of German spy, maybe mob justice of, like...
dealing with a witch elm that someone died in is a tough prospect because you can't leave it standing because there'll be ghosts. But if you cut it down, also ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, fucked. If you ghosts down, see the way.
That's if the you, witch elm. That's the one they put Bella on.
Oh,
that is a spooky tree.
That's terrifying.
That's some fucking True Detective bullshit.
Yeah,
right
that
there.
Is. Yeah.
Let me have a look.
And that's her skull.
Oh, that's there's stuff growing in it. That's terrifying.
Through the dusty mesa, the looming shadow
that's
grows.
Creepy, yes. It's like you cut that like down. Like Tim Burton designed a bird's nest. Yeah.
Make a chair out
and
of
there's
that.
The graffiti.
That's a haunted chair. So,
can I see the graffiti?
Oh, that's creepy as shit.
Who put Bella in the witch
Who put
house?
Bella down the witch hole?
Yeah, I think there's credence. I think there's merit in that it may be a group killing, and I think it's just been clearly there is because again I think the word Bella or the name Bella didn't come up until after the graffiti, and then that kind of made
oh
yeah
hmm she what? Had taffeta under her skirt.
under her skirt.
So, as like an underskirt made of taffeta.
And that was in her mouth.
Mm.
That implies a sort of, that could go along with the kind of sex revenge.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I bought these, you know, like, I'm your husband and I bought even you just this like fancy gown.
Some shaming thing or something like that, where they're like stuffing a skirt into her mouth or, you know, like lifting her skirt up and stuffing it into her mouth.
Suffocating.
Them. All right. Well, mob justice has fallen a little bit.
No, it's still, I would still say mob justice.
Just maybe differently motivated. Although, weirdly, I have not looked at the actual autopsy report, but none of the others were like she was missing a mouth-sized chunk from her skirt.
Yeah.
But then it's very suspicious that...
Well, presumably her taffeta might be... There might have been different colours taffeta. Like, it might just be like there was cotton on her socks and on her shirt. Yeah, conspiracy!
It could be that her clothes were quite tattered at that point as well, so maybe you're not noticing.
Taffeta.
Adam!
What do I know?
I reckon it's some kind of mob justice, and I reckon the person that maybe was guilty... Maybe put the graffiti on. I like the idea. Like, if it was doing a film of this, you'd have the person who was murdered a few towns over was the one who did the writing, because then you'd be like, don't fucking snitch, cunt. But I reckon it's been like either a group of people and one person was guilty but didn't want to come forward. I think every subsequent graffiti is probably just teens or that now become a weird tradition.
Quite obviously.
I like the Nazi spy one though.
With the one you were saying, the one that you just knew off
your
back.
Which I wish I could.
How would that relate
about
to the name Bella? Sorry.
Well, I guess Bella was the name of the prostitute.
Yeah.
Maybe I think it was the idea that the prostitute that went missing was the wife of somebody in town.
Mm-hmm.
If her name was Bella, then that's pretty convincing evidence. To be honest.
Yeah, but I unfortunately don't
wasn't
more.
Clara Bella the name of the German spy?
Spy.
That really has a couple of elements going for it.
Yeah, it does. The German spy theory is very like solid.
Although it doesn't explain the graffiti, because I guess like the sinister thing, the spooky thing about the graffiti is it implies somebody knows what happened.
Yeah,
and they're trying to get other people to look into it. But if it's just a German spy that fell out of the sky. Great lyric. then, you know, there's really no sinister element to it. It was just like an accident.
Yeah, exactly.
But
her
name is, you know, could be construed as Bella, so that sort of works.
So it was like Clara Burrell, I think is how you would pronounce that, which then if you're butchering that with an accent, like, what's your name? Oh, Clara Bella. Yeah. Clara Bell.
Mob justice. But then that, I mean, like... I guess they.
But then who would write who put Bella in the thing? Because
well,
like,
I mean, unless you were like, oh, we got to get the person, like you say, the pitchfork.
Or is it a message to them damn Nazis?
Yeah.
Mm.
Could be.
It could be like, say for example, it's my the theory I proposed, where it's a German spy captured, blah, blah, blah. One of these people, one of these townsfolk, gets super drunk.
Yeah.
And they're like proud. Almost.
Ah, yeah.
Who put Bella in the witch tree? Fucking we did. Witch Elm.
What I find weird about that, though, is the addition of Hagley Wood. They're saying where it happened, which if you're trying to send a message to someone is like a... You know what I mean? Like, say you were just boasting. Who put Bella in the witch elm should be enough. Adding Hagley Wood to it almost seems like instructions.
No, I think if you're boasting, you want people to... want 100% for people to know.
Who put... Bella down the witch elm? Question mark.
Hagley
Wood fucking did, mate.
Oh, yeah, true.
Hagley Wood pride.
I suppose.
Yeah, no,
to me, it seems like it's implying that... I'm not saying this, but I feel like the addition, if it's boasting, feels like you're boasting about this specific Bella in the witch elm of the... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, who put Bella in the witch elm? Hagley Wood.
If you're boasting, you're probably drunk, and then I don't know if you're thinking straight 100%.
But also, you know, like, I mean, we've got to put our opinions in under the box. There's always a chance that somebody read the news article.
Yeah.
And was just like, I'm just going to graph it. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but the name Bella didn't come until after graffiti.
You sure?
Yeah. Wow.
But the name Bella's never been corroborated by anything, has it?
The only thing it's been corroborated by is that prostitute.
Yeah, and it was just the tree. I mean, sorry, just the graffiti. And then it was all the other stuff was like retroactively kind of like collaborating it to this. Because she hasn't been identified.
Yeah, 1944, you're right, was the prostitute named Bella. Mm. The graffiti happened in 1941, wasn't it? Mm. No, 1944.
Okay.
So potentially they're like, Bella is our theory. Somebody's like, oh, Bella, okay. Who put Bella in the witch? Like, you know, just as a goof. I'm not saying that's the case, but you've always got
to
consider.
No, like, to be honest, I actually, that seems pretty compelling to me.
Like, if you're devil's, devil's advocating the whole thing. If you're trying to look at it like, what's the simplest, least explanation that requires the least amount of additional information? It's like a woman is murdered, stuffed in the tree, suffocated with taffeta, you know, or her skirt. Maybe it's even just like a John that gets angry, put in the witch elm, fucks off. Somebody sees it, writes the graffiti up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm very unsure. I like the German spy theory, but I feel like it's very...
It's too big.
It's quite a narrative. You know what I mean? And I feel like there are...
It's quite a narrative, and sometimes the world doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I, at the end of the day, that's what I keep thinking. I keep thinking, I'm like, but like, something else would have come out at this point. That's a grand conspiracy.
Especially because she was a famous movie star or an actor or a dancer or something, wasn't she? Yeah.
Exactly. And you would think that if there was investigation into the town, well, that means he had to be, you know, I guess fingerprints aren't a thing you can do. It was 2 years ago. Like, maybe, but I don't know. For me, that's too grand a narrative to, like, swallow, I think.
No, even as I was saying it, I thought that it's... sounded very, like, compelling, but not necessarily very...
It'd make a good film.
Factual.
Yeah.
Like, I think ultimately what these things always turn out to be is a couple of guys that were too drunk went way too far and then stuffed a corpse in a tree and left. And then everything else just kind of...
Exactly. Becomes these additional little...
Yeah,
you know.
The hand probably was taken by a fox or a ferret.
Yeah.
And then some dude just wrote that thing in graffiti for no reason. And like, if it weren't for that graffiti... there probably would be no mythology around this.
Exactly.
It would just be a body in a tree.
Yeah, like the Wikipedia article is who put Bella in the witch elm. Yeah, exactly. It's not like the murderer
That gives it a grand mythos. And also it doesn't hurt that she's in a witch elm, like, and, which was almost certainly a random decision.
Yeah, like if you found, say it was like, oh, we found a body in an alleyway and she had taffeta stuffed in her mouth and her hand was somewhere else, you're like, well... that's just like a whatever murder. But the addition, like, it's in a witch, I mean, like, the taffeta must have significance. Oh, witchcraft. Yeah. But, again, like all Jackson Belly Spooks America, we'll never be satisfied because nobody knows the answer.
Yeah.
And we can't, like, be like, and this is really what happened. But it's very interesting and it's worth checking out.
Yeah. Like, my working theory would still be, I kind of, even though it is this kind of weird grand conspiracy, I think... there has to be more than several people involved, and I kind of either go with either it was the people angry at a prostitute, and it was the husband that sort of did it, and maybe because it was a cheap ring, maybe he replaced the expensive ring with a cheap. You know what I mean? Like there could be thousands of things that could have happened, and we're all just kind of adding narrative. And I love adding narrative to this.
That's all you can.
What
do.
I do, but I do like the German spy one. I mean, and again, this sort of idea of this the German scare or whatever what it was called, where they were, you know, killing German shepherds, that kind of stuff. You have a hint of someone being, you know, a German spy. Fuck, they might have just
the very Wicker Man esque image conjured to mind of her being trapped in the witch elm as they stuff her own parachute into her mouth.
Yeah,
very scary, but yeah, I don't know if I believe it 100%
myself.
Yeah,
will it bring back their honey?
That's the question.
Yeah.
How are their crops going to fare?
We should find out. Check.
The sales of Worcestershire sauce went down.
So what do you think, Shanks? What are your working theories?
A ritualistic killing to increase the sales of Worcestershire sauce.
I think it still does sound quite grand, but I do like the dead from parachute. I don't know how. I don't know why.
Just fallen into the tree?
Yeah, I like that, but as I said, I think most likely it's probably just some random random killing that just two drunk dudes roughed up an unfortunate victim and then murdered her, stuffed her in a tree and got away with it.
Yeah. I like as much as the Jack Mossop theory or story is very hard to believe, they're like, gosh, he was drunk, wanted to teach her a lesson. If you assume that's a lie and that he just murdered her.
Yeah, actually just dropping the teach her a lesson bit, that just becomes two drunk guys murdered a drunk girl. Yeah. That happens every fucking day.
I have some new evidence.
Oh, shit.
About Clara Burrell is that she did not die stuffed into a witch elm. She was an actress, singer, and she passed away in a Berlin hospital in December 16, 1942.
Or is that 16, 19?
December 16, 1942. Oh, right.
So that whole theory is unfortunately out the window.
Well, you know, that's what they say. She was a spy, remember?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, bloody I was about doubles. To say just that. Like, I still don't consider that theory to be very like watertight, but like just to argue for it.
It's maybe molasses tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's molasses tight.
Worcestershire.
But like if she was a spy, of course the Germans would check. Like 42? Did you say 1942?
Yeah.
Of course the Germans would say that she didn't die in England.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. The Jack Mossop, he gets drunk, murders this girl. Maybe even the other Dutch guy that nobody can find doesn't even exist. The cheap wedding ring, I'm just thinking now, you know, it's wartime. If it's a recent thing, or you know, husband's not terribly rich, nobody's doing great.
It's the West Midlands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Here's a cheap ring, like whatever.
Why not take it back, though?
What?
Why not, like, why leave the ring on her?
It's evidence, maybe. Like, if it was, they killed a girl. Like, it was maybe like a sex crime.
How are they
going
to tie the ring to the girl in the tree?
Exactly.
Though?
So, like...
Well, they might, though. They can't tie it if they don't have it, you know?
Yeah,
suddenly
you
they
drunk,
have some
you
girl's
panic
ring.
Or
yeah.
Something like that. Oh, yeah. True.
I mean, when I murder people, I tend to.
Well, when I murder people... Yeah.
Now, suddenly, it just got a lot more real.
It's usually three people in a studio while while a dog watches. Oh, she's not here. All right, you're safe.
Thank you, Melody.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think if I was going to put it down to anything, it would be probably a murder by Jack Mossop. Dies in the asylum. We can't solve it. Somebody hears about it. Let's put Bella in the witch elm. Maybe it was Bella the prostitute. Adds up. But yeah, that would be my working theory. As kind of like boring, I guess, you know, comparatively as it is.
Boring but factual.
Mm-hmm. I reckon it was aliens.
Beamed her down wrong.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
I've been Shanks.
Get spooked, America.
Oh, beamed her down wrong.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host red sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.